Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
For daily content, follow Bartholomew Town on Instagram and TikTok.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.
On this very chilly morning, a visit from Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, obviously first and foremost on the Washington Bridge, also to celebrate the opening of the Wenasquatucket River Greenway. And look, you know, we learned last week officially that which I've been telling you on this podcast for months, the bridge is going to be demolished. They're saying 2 years. When asked about that this morning, Secretary Buttigieg said that that's a pretty aggressive timeline, something that should be met. Others will tell you, those who are experts will tell you that's a pretty optimistic timeline. In any case, this thing is hardly going away anytime soon. The Washington Bridge debacle continues to be story number one and something that's having a dramatic impact on a lot of different people's lives, not only from a transportation standpoint and a commuter time standpoint, but of course from a small business side and also from the standpoint of oversight and trust in government. It's clearly a failure of government. When asked about whether or not Rhode Island needs to review its procedures when it comes to infrastructure inspections, Buttigieg said flatly, yes. And clearly, we all know that. Anybody who's been paying attention, even at the most distant of levels here on this story, would be able to tell you that one. So the program today, Buttigieg in town, we went up, the media met the contingent of Secretary Buttigieg, Governor McKee, the entire congressional delegation, and others, and of course, Director of the Department of Transportation here in Rhode Island, Peter Alviti, up on the Washington Bridge. This is actually the furthest I've ever gone on the bridge. They brought us up a lot further than they had in the previous time that they had a similar type of an event. And look, let's be honest about it, folks. There's, at this point, very little we can do but be as optimistic as we can that this thing is, number one, in the short term and the near term, going to be mitigated in terms of the traffic problems that we've seen, the headache that we've seen, especially for some reason on Fridays, and obviously in the long term that the process is expedited but also remains safe and thorough. So they're telling you a couple of years. We'll see how that actually pans out. Hard to imagine that a bridge can be assessed, demolished, and rebuilt in that time frame. I'm not an expert in this area, and I can't really offer any thought other than from a layman's perspective to say, boy, that seems like a stretch. That is almost irrelevant at this point. The bridge is coming down, and now we start to ask some serious questions about oversight, right? We start to ask some serious questions about how do we get here? I mean, it's not like we haven't been asking these questions, but that is starting to become even more of an irritant to the general public. And we learned very quickly that this whole notion that, you know, the bridge passed inspection in July and then somehow in December, you know, a magical truck drove over it and it was just a little bit too heavy and it broke the bridge. And oh boy, the young engineer discovered it and everything, you know, thank goodness that we didn't have a bridge collapse. And boy, thankful for the young engineer who found this thing. We've learned that that entire narrative, maybe if there's some truth to it, is a stretch at best, and that this thing is systemic, deeply rooted, and should have been caught way before it was. I mean, years before, if not a decade before. And you hear the governor's tone shifting on this one, where now he acknowledges that, or at least he's publicly acknowledging that this thing got completely out of control, never should have gotten to the point that it has gotten to. So the media events, the first one up on the bridge, they brought us up there, wind blowing, sun in everyone's eyes, ice cold up there. Who cares about that? The bottom line is that we had an opportunity to speak with Secretary Buttigieg. I got the first question in, and the first thing that came to my mind is when it comes to this, the bidding process for contracts in all regards, not only the assessment and demolition, but also the rebuild, when it comes to the general management of this crisis and the Rhode Island Department of Transportation and its leadership, as in Peter Alviti, what's the take of Secretary Buttigieg when it comes to his faith in the DOT right now?
Secretary, again, confidence in the State Department of Transportation to manage this project.
Yeah, we're going to be working closely with RIDOT. We have been every step of the way, and we need to make sure they have both technical support from our Federal Highway Administration and help with the plan going forward to make sure that there's the kind of financing that's needed. I know they've been point on this from day one. We've been paying attention to this from day one. We know just how important it is to commuters and residents in this whole area.
All right, so right there, obviously, Secretary Pete Buttigieg, confident in the Rhode Island Department of Transportation to remain in charge of this entire operation. Now, look, there's a couple of reasons to say that. Number one, politics, obviously. Number two, perhaps just from a knowing where the bodies are buried, knowing which keys to the castle open which doors, and from the standpoint of just knowing the groundwork of those who would bid on a project of this sort, knowing the ins and outs of it on a hyper-local level, you can understand why to at least from a baseline level, Buttigieg would answer the question that way. The bottom line is that the public as a whole, there's no polling on this. This is certainly an anecdotal statement, but there's no question that the faith that the general public has in the Department of Transportation and its leadership right now, I don't know if it's at an all-time low, but it seems like it. And you wonder if changes are coming. Nonetheless, Buttigieg right there telling you that this thing, in his mind, should be managed locally and should be managed by the state of Rhode Island and its Department of Transportation. So we had that event. Most of the questions really on this one were, what do you tell Steve Klamkin, WPRO, what's your message to the state of Rhode Island? And in sum, I'm not quoting this here, just sort of summarizing the answer. Hey, this thing's going to be repaired. There's going to be a new bridge. It's going to be done right. It's going to last 100 years. And there's going to be a brighter day pretty soon. In fact, just speaking off the record with a couple of people from the Federal Department of Transportation on background, I said, you know, I think people just want to get to a point where there's a little bit more light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, they said, yeah, that's obviously the goal right now, is to just get this thing advanced from the complete chaotic feeling that we're in right now to something a little bit more controlled. So that was event number one. We're up there on the bridge. I don't know how long it was, maybe 10, 15 minutes, something like that. And then over we went to Farm Fresh, Rhode Island, the opening of the Woonasquatucket, say that five times fast. To his credit, Buttigieg said it pretty well. He must have practiced it on the flight in here. River Greenway opening. We heard from Governor McKee, Mayor Smiley, the entire congressional delegation, and Secretary Buttigieg on that. Now, this is a project that really, in sum, is about multimodal transportation, right? It's about the connectivity between pedestrian, vehicular, to a certain extent, and bike lanes, and revitalizing an area that was at one point industrial wasteland. And so Secretary Buttigieg there, the podium, the Providence City podium behind him, a Biden Investing in America banner. So this was clearly in many ways a campaign event. Governor McKee at that event giving credit to the Biden administration for their efforts here on this Washington Bridge project, and really said, hey, look, we're going to have a new bridge and we got to thank the president for that. There's a lot of big questions about the split in terms of funding, how this thing's going to be paid for, where the money's going to come from, how much it's actually going to cost. So that piece is going to continue to develop. I don't think you can say for sure at this point in time how much it will even cost until you start to see some of the bidding come in, right? But one thing that I think is ironic here, and this it's why I asked once again, I got the first question at this second press event, but it's why I asked it. You know, there's been discussion about removing the South Water Street bike lanes, you know, that go by the pedestrian bridge and Plant City and all that business. There's been discussion, and I don't know how advanced they are. I don't know if it's made it to the point where this is likely going to happen. But there's been conversation about removing those bike lanes so as to improve traffic flow, vehicular traffic flow around the Washington Bridge as detours and more people start to use city streets. Now, you can make an argument for that. Sure, it's not a very good one, but it's been made, which is if you take the bike lanes out, suddenly you have a couple of lanes of traffic for cars to maneuver there in one direction. But you also, if you're building towards this multimodal significant investment in bike lanes, alternative infrastructure, for lack of a better term, and I know that that term isn't necessarily even the correct one, but we'll use it in this context, alternative to motor vehicle infrastructure. If you're moving towards that, you have this rollout of this event up at the Farm Fresh, you got to ask yourself, you know, you're celebrating the opening of one bike lane while at the same time saying that we're going to possibly remove another set of bike lanes. So I asked Mayor Pete, I asked Secretary Pete about that.
We'll start right here.
Secretary, as part of the Washington Bridge situation, there's been some discussion about removing bike lanes right now nearby the bridge. Your general take on that in light of why we're here today right now, reducing bike lanes to make way for more vehicular traffic as part of the bridge rerouting?
Well, without being able to speak to all of the details of the particular project design or how it goes through its phases, I think the big picture is we want to make sure we move toward more accessibility and not less, more bike and pedestrian connectivity and not less. Again, that's something we think about in terms of a network as a whole, so there are always going to be changes to individual pieces of it, but we want to make sure that at the end of the day there's better connectivity. And again, I've been talking a lot about the mayor and his focus on safety, recognizing that this isn't just about recreation, although recreation matters economically and for quality of life. This really is about the safety of getting around our communities at a time when the biggest category contributing to the rise of roadway deaths in recent years has been bike and pedestrian fatalities. Bike infrastructure helps us fight that trend.
Absolutely, it does. I mean, just take a look at New York City right now. You can take a look right here in Providence to see examples of this. But taking a look at New York, where investments in bike lanes and pedestrian opportunity are critical to the Vision Zero strategy in reducing fatalities or significant injuries in terms of traffic events. Folks, the idea that you take those bike lanes out and the people who are pushing for it, because there's people, you know, kind of in the entertainment media sphere and things like that, that are pushing for this. I mean, it is just a joke. And I hope that Mayor Smiley reconsiders that if it's something that he is considering. We need to get to a point where, and again, I know most people, myself included, I'm not going to hop on a bike every day and ride to East Providence, okay? But using this calamity of the Washington Bridge as a jumping point for a real conversation about advancing public transit, multimodal transit opportunities, bikes, pedestrians, you name it. I mean, that should be the takeaway. And a chance to say, hey, wait a second, how can we do better going forward? It would be a major step backwards to take those bike lanes out. Now, I know it's not the most pressing issue for most commuters and most people, and I've even gotten some pushback already on X. When do I not get pushback from some of these people? They live to go on Twitter and find whatever I post and come up with some random, you know, Newsmax generated theory about why what I'm saying is, you know, deep state socialist garbage. But most people, I think, would tell you, hey, we've already got those bike lanes in. And there has been, to my knowledge, I go down that road almost every single day. There's hardly a shortage of parking for vehicles, and there's never been. I mean, literally, I have never been stuck as someone who drives down that road every single day, South Water Street. I've never once been stuck in traffic. Never. So, including during the Washington Bridge phenomenon here. So, those are just a couple of the big talking points that I was involved in today, or conversations that I was involved in today. And look, I think, you know, spending a few hours with Secretary Pete Buttigieg, you also get the sense, hey, this is a major league player. You know, from a political standpoint, you know, it's everything from his delivery, his sense of humor, his ability to digest specific information with the correct pronunciation, and his ability to digest the lay of the land, to be able to make some quick pulls referencing the Pell Newport Bridge and other projects that are ongoing right now, his attire, physique, everything about Secretary Buttigieg today was major league. And you know what? I think that was, if nothing else, and there's always going to be the haters, but that was relieving. You know, it's like, okay, we've got the major league team on this thing. Now, to what extent it is the Department of Transportation involved in the day-to-day operations of the Washington Bridge project, who knows? But it just felt good to know, okay, this thing is moving in the right direction. Now, I asked Al Vitti later in the day, I asked him, I said, hey, are you going to go before the House Oversight Joint Senate House Oversight Committees, which I've heard they're not going to be any more of those, really just try to goad an answer out of him about oversight in general. He said, look, I'll answer whatever questions come my way. So what those questions are, how sophisticated those questions can be formulated based on the availability of information, documentation, expertise, and all that, that remains to be seen. But I think the big takeaway today is that, as we learned last week, the bridge is coming down. Any mitigation efforts that can be implemented would be much appreciated. I don't know about this three-lane concept they're about to roll out. We're just going to have to wait and see. I have no idea. I've heard mixed reviews on that from experts, that it will work great or it will be a disaster. Remains to be seen. But I think that the big takeaway is the secretary, when asked, hey, should Rhode Island reconsider the way that it inspects its infrastructure? And he just went, yes. Yes. And as I said last week when I was hosting on the radio, the state of Rhode Island, the folks here in Rhode Island and the super region, southern New England and beyond, you know, the last thing we want is more fairy tales about young engineers and, you know, this, that, and the other. Please. It's time to get serious. It's time to get serious about somebody screwed up really bad. I mean, somebody completely, you know what, up this thing. This is a complete joke. And the further we get into knowing that, and the more honest that leadership is about that, which they're starting to become, to his credit, Governor McKee has really adopted this personality of, okay, let's forget about all the December, you know, we'll get this thing ready in 3 months and all that business that Al Vitti and everybody were rolling out. They're moving into, somebody screwed up bad. Our processes and procedures are a joke. And we not only need to improve this bridge, we need to improve that as well. So that's really the takeaway. You know, no major bombshells, no, hey, President Biden will be here. You know, hey, you know, we recommend that Al Vitti resign. Nothing like that. Nothing like that today. This was just a cursory and appropriate, and I think to a certain extent, calming visit from a guy who is utterly presidential in his demeanor. And it was just, it was funny to see the amount of electeds, appointeds, as Secretary Buttigieg is leaving the media gaggle and heading back to his vehicle to go on to a private event, a job training event that he was heading to. Just the amount of people who are trying to get his ear for a second. I saw Enrique Sanchez in there. I saw Secretary Pryor in there. You know, just trying to get his ear, and even for 14 seconds, knowing that this is a gateway to the big leagues. In fact, he is the big leagues, and people want big league chew, man. They want big league chew on this project, the Washington Bridge. You know, this is not the time for anything JV, junior varsity. All right, this is a major league calamity. And thankful that nobody was injured. Nobody, obviously, the bridge didn't collapse. We're all thankful for that. We get it. And couldn't be more pleased that that didn't happen, right? Who in their right mind would say otherwise? But Secretary Buttigieg, on the ground today, on the Washington Bridge, standing there, the wind whipping, taking questions. That's the stuff. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. I thought it was a good event. I thought both events were good events. And Rhode Islanders should feel a little more confident today that this thing is trending in the right direction. That the nonsense that has led us to this point is history, and that there's an opportunity. And I understand some people are going to say, well, how do you say that if Alviti and the DOT are running the show still? Because now the eyes of the federal government are fiercely, sharply in tune and upon this entire project. And I think the level of scrutiny from a federal investigation standpoint, from a federal delegation standpoint, federal officer standpoint, and even from a media standpoint, should drive a better outcome than what we have seen in recent years. Bill Bartholomew in Providence right now will obviously continue to bring you the latest on the Washington Bridge. It's topic number one, and it will stay that way for a while, particularly as major developments take place on the funding piece, on the traffic mitigation piece, and on the small business piece, all of which are equally important and deserve maximum attention. Have a great day, everybody.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.